It's on now.
Wani wasn't here yesterday, that's the problem.
Shkoyach Tzitzkel Mitzvahs, thank you very much.
Wani Shalom Aleichem.
No. Go on, it's happening.
Can you ride over there?
It must the be fives that, have registered every
I know,
time.
It must be that
Tippex. Did you press the one?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. That Tippex you put on, Yankee. It's messed up the whole system.
Okay, I'll start anyway. Yeah? So, Rabbosai, our limud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim is L'schus Refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, Yishtav Refuah Shleima, B'soch Shachayla Yisrael Amen. So, we started learning yesterday a Mishnah in Adios. Again, it's not a fable, and it's not a dvar agoda. It's nothing. It's not a tradition. It's not a moshel. It's an actual Mishnah that tells us about Akavya ben Mahalalel. And we said as follows: that Akavya ben Mahalalel had a machloikus between all the gedolei Yisrael. He had a kabbalah that a giyoris does not, a giyoris cannot be taken to the Beis Hamikdash as a soitah. And they said, no, it's not true. We've got different limudim and different explanations in the psukim, and a giyoris is also eligible to be taken to the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, so there's this fundamental machlokes, and they've been arguing for years. And because of that, they refuse to appoint Akavya ben Mahalalel as the Av Beis Din. The Av Beis Din in those days was second only to the Nossi. Right? The highest position in Klal Yisrael, apart from being Nossi, was Av Beis Din. So they were prepared to appoint him, providing he would retract on these four halachas. And he said, I'd rather be loyal to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He said, I have to be, then Chas V'Shalom, for 1 minute to be disloyal to what I regard as the MS. The MS is the Kabbalah that I've got, what the previous generation bastioned. I'm right. Not that I'm right personally, but I have a Kabbalah from the previous generation, and I think that what you say is the Kabbalah from the previous generation is incorrect. Okay. So he stuck to his guns, right? And as a result of that, they debated with him, and they said to him, Shmaya and Avtalion, who were the Gedoli Hador of a previous generation, they were Mashke Asoita in the Beis HaMikdosh. And she was a Shifcha who had been freed, which means she got the din of a Giyoyas. So you can see that Shmaya and Avtalion in themselves, the Gedoli Hador of a previous generation, took a Giyoyas to the accepted the Giyoyas in the Beis HaMikdosh. And they were moicha, the Shem Shemaim, into the waters, and they went through the whole procedure. So you can see there's a clear psak la'alocha which goes against you, Shmaya, against you, Akavya ben Mahalalel, which proves that alpi alocha, previous generations, paskened that a giyoris can be mashke. You can be mashke asoito, a woman who's suspected of having had an affair in the Beis HaMikdosh, even though she's a giyoris.
What?
Pardon? There's a machlokes between Akavya ben Mahalalel and all the Chachomim. The Chachomim say you can be mashke a giyoris. It's all to do with droshes in the psukim. I'm not going into right? When it says that you'll be la'olah v'lishvua b'soich ameich, whether or not she's b'soich ameich or she's not b'soich ameich. When it says Dabe el b'nei Yisrael, she wasn't born b'nei Yisrael, she only became b'nei Yisrael. It's all to do with droshes in the psukim. Okay. But because of the droshes in the psukim, each side stuck to itself, and as a result of that, Akavya ben Mahalalel did not become the Av Beis Din. Right. So then they said to him, well, what about Shmaya v'Avtalion? So what did he answer them? He said, Shmaya and Avtalion had an axe to grind because they were Geirim. Shmaya and Avtalion were the descendants of Sancheriv, Melech Ashur. Right? They were Geirim, and therefore they wanted to prove that Geirim lives matter. They wanted to prove, right, that Geirim are equal in every respect to Jews. And therefore they said, this woman comes along as a Soito. He says, and Kaviochel, Akavya ben Mahalalel is saying, and they know that I am right, and that you should not be Mashke Soito, but they didn't want to say to the Soito, well, unfortunately, you're a Giyoris, therefore I'm not going to treat you like a Yehudiyah. And therefore, they were Mashke the Soito against the Halacha, because they wanted to establish and encourage and to promote the concept that a Giyoris is equal to a Yehudiyah in every single respect. And there's no thing as such a... So, Lamaisi, he's insulting Shmaya v'Avtalion. Yeah? Either, right, and the Gemara says that you can explain it in one of two ways. Either Shmaya v'Avtalion Yeah, either the Shmaya v'Avtalion were moicha. So the Gemara says Malohi, and it's not true, right? So they said to him, "What about Shmaya v'Avtalion?" So he said that they weren't mashke the soito. Said they brought her to the Beis HaMikdosh and they gave her a cup of water and they dropped a bit of Parker Quink into the mixture and they gave her May Soito, but they were never mashke the Shem Hashem. They were never what's called moichik the Shem Hashem into the waters, and they did it in order to frighten her and hoping that at some stage she'll admit it, that she'll have of her own volition she will say, because she'll be so frightened of the process. Yeah. Or they said the alternative is that there was another alternative that just slipped my mind now. Yeah. And the emesis, you're not allowed to do that. It's osa al pi halacha to pretend to be mashke asoito. Why? Very simple. You give her the water with a quink. Let's suppose that she did the Avera and nothing happens. So she's going to go around, people are going to go around saying that the whole process of soita doesn't work. You mashke the waters, you bring her to the Beis HaMikdosh, you give her the water, she drank the water. Let's assume she did the Avera and nothing bad happened to her. Therefore, you'll be moitzi laz on the process. Therefore, you can't do that.
No one knew she did the Avera.
What?
No one knew she did the Avera.
We didn't know that she did the Avera. True, but she would know that she did the Avera. And what happens if she goes to the Beis HaMikdosh, drinks the water, and nothing happens? Then she and her husband are going to go walk around to town telling everybody that the process doesn't work. Therefore, you're not allowed.
But the rabbis have the power to do that.
What? The Chachomim said you don't do that. Okay, Bliyadu, we'll finish the story on Sunday, because then it's the Gea to Ahilchus Loshon Hara as well. But it gets more and more interesting.
Start your day at Turnaway, Northwest London, Friday, Rosh Chodesh 7, Aleph 7, 45th day of the Omer, 7th of June, Rabbi Meir Shlomo Knopfler Shlita, Parshatim, and Hachonot for Shavuos. This week's Torah is sponsored by Family Nemeth, Lagdol Torah Hadiro, Beliskos, Sashvim, Hachayalim, Amilchamosh, Shachsud, Wotzem, Shlom, Meiro, and a reminder for Sunday extended program starting at 9:20.
Reminder about Sunday's extended program. See the posters.
Good morning, everyone. Brishus Kol HaKol HaKodesh Hazeh, I'd like to share with the Oilim a fascinating chiddush that I found in the words of the Holy Sefer HaCharedim in his Akdama. Now, for those of you who don't know, the Charedim was one of the Kedoshe Elyon who was from the Chevra of the Ariya Kodosh and the Beis Yosef and the Ramak and the old Beis Acham in Tzfas, next to the Kvarim of the Ariya and the Ramak and the Beis Yosef, is the cave of the Holy Charedim also. Now, I'd like to give a quick overview of the parasha and ask a few questions on the parasha and then read out these few lines from the Charedim, which Laniz Naiti Mamish shed a new light on the whole parasha. So the Seder parasha of Parashas Bamidbar was like this. From the beginning till Sheni, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave Moshe Rabbeinu a mitzvah to count Klal Yisrael, Su'es Rosh Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, L'mishpachoysom, L'veis Avoysom. And the Rebbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu to take the Nasi of each Shevet to join in counting Klal Yisrael. That's from the beginning till Sheni. And the Pesuk says before Sheni, Kashetziv Hashem es Moshe v'yifkidem b'midbar Sinai, that the Moshe Rabbeinu and the Nesim take account of Klal Yisrael. Till Sheni. Sheni to Shlishi, the pasuk goes through the minyan of all the shvatim. Starts with Shevet Reuven. Shevet Reuven had 46,500. It goes right to Shimon, God, Yehuda, and it goes through the number of each shevet of Klal Yisrael until it feels that all of Klal Yisrael together was 603,550. And then before Sheni, before Shlishi, there's one more small parasha that Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe, Aches Mate Levi Loisif Koid. Don't count Levi with Klal Yisrael. There, a separate cheshbon. Rashi says, Kedai hu ligyon shal melech liyos nimne levade, the army of the king gets a separate counting. So they were left counted separately. That's till Shlishi. Shlishi till Revi comes a new mitzvah, the mitzvah of the Degolim, that Ribbono Shel Olam said, take the 12 Shvatim of Klal Yisrael, split them into four groups of three. Each group is called the Degel, which consisted of three Shvatim. And the Rebbe gave the mitzvah that they should dwell around the Mishkan. The Mishkan should be in the middle. There should be three Shvatim, one Degel at the front, three Shvatim, another Degel at the back, and the other two on each side. That's from Shlishi till Revi'i. And then from Revi'i till Chamishi, the Pasuk talks about the Kedusha of the Levim, and where the Kedusha of the Levim comes from, that the Rebbe Shalom was Mekadosh the Bechorim, B'Shas Makas Bechorim, Keli Kol Bechorim, but then the Rebbe Shalom made the Levim instead of the Bechorim, yet Bechorim, the Hemshech of the Parasha is, like Rashi says, Shevet Levi was counted separately because they were the Ligun Shal Melech, they had the Kedusha. So the Pasuk explains, where did this Kedusha come from? They had their Kedusha instead of the Bechorim. That's from Revi'i till Chamishi. And then from Chamishi till Shishi is the mitzvah to count the Levim, Kodesh B'nei Levi. They were counted separately, but they also counted. And from Chamishi till Shishi, it says the minion of each Mishpach and Shevet Levi. And the Pasuk Fizo is that they number together the Levim 22,000. That's till Shishi. Now I'd like to ask three starker kashes, which over the years always bothered me. See anyone who tells the Chanam. The first kasha is like this. In the parasha of the Degolim, which is from Shlishi till Revi, this new parasha that the Shvatim should be split up into groups and spread out to dwell around the Mishkan with the Mishkan in the middle, the Torah chazes over again the number of each Shevet. So it says, let's say, take the first Degel was Degel Machane Yehuda, which had together with it Yisach and Zevulun. So it says, take first Shevet Yehuda, Utsvo Yufukudem Rabo B'Shiv Melech V'Sheish Meyos, 74,600. Put together the Yisach, which was 54,400, and Zevulun, which was 57,400. And my first question is, the mitzvah of counting Klal Yisrael, it says at the beginning of the parash. Yeah, Rashi explains what's the mitzvah of counting Klal Yisrael. The Haroi Schibasom, that the Rebbeinu Shalom Zmonos, the Machal Shal, the Rebbeinu Shalom say the counts Klal Yisrael. That's the beginning of the parash, till Shein. Now we're between Shlishi and Revi'i, and we're having a new mitzvah of the Dgolim, and the Torah chazes over again by the Dgolim, the number of each Shevet. Why is it now Negeya by the Dgolim, the number of each Shevet? That's question number one. The number and the counting, and then the Dgolim. Why does by the Dgolim it say again the number? Question number two. By the Dgolim, so each Degel consisted of three Shvatim. Besides for saying again the number of each Shevet, there's a new number written over here. It says the number of each group of three Shvatim. Lamashal, by the first Degel, which was Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zevulun, it says the number of the whole Degel was 186,400. And my question is, why is it Negeya for us to know this number? What's the significance of this number? There was a mitzvah at the beginning of the parasha to count Klal Yisrael, and Haras Chibasan, the mentioned counts Klal Yisrael B'chol Shom. That it says at the beginning of the parasha the number of each Shevet is because each Nasi counted his Shevet, and that's where they got from what the minion of the whole of Klal Yisrael is about. What's the significance of the number of the group of three Shvatim, the Degel, which consists of three Shvatim, that the Torah has to write this number? Question number three.
We know the number of each of the three Shvatim as well.
The Torah writes the number of each group of three Shvatim. And the question is, what's the significance of that number?
A calculator.
Yeah, take a calculator, that's right. Obviously, if the Torah writes it, there's a significance. And the question is, what the significance is? Question number three. When the Torah writes not to count Shevet Levi, Aches Mate Levi Lo Yisif Koid V'Esroi Shom Lo Yisif Sopsoich B'nei Yisrael, says the Pasuk, Va'ato, Hafke des halviim al mishkan oedus al kol kelov, heimo yisves al mishkan ves kol kelov, vehem yishor su. You should appoint the levim that they should be the ones who carry the mishkan ves kol kelov. It's interesting, doesn't it? The Loshen says, achas mate levi loy sifko, don't count them. Sifko means to count. And then it says the next part, Va'ata Hafked as Halavim. It's the same Shorish, Hafked and Sifkod, but they have nothing to do with each other. Rashi says Hafked means the Lashon of appointing. Lashon Minu Yosurara. Yeah, so don't count the Levim together with the Klal Yisrael. Kedah Yuligyon Shalmelech Lis Nimle Levadik. You should appoint them. You should tell them what their job is. Their job is to carry the Mishkan. Where does the job description that the Levim had come in to not counting the Levim? Not who were counting, Klal Yisrael. Don't count the Levim. Why does the Torah have to say now, but while telling us to not count them, what their job is, that the job is to carry the Mishkan? I'm sorry, what were you saying?
So which pasuk is the one with not to count the Levim?
The pasuk not to count the Levim is pasuk Mem Tes, capital out of pasuk, capital out of pasuk Mem Tes, Aches Matalevi Loisif Koid. And then the next pasuk Nun is Va'ata Hafke des Halvim, appoint them, Rashi says, that Hema Yisvah Sam Mishkan Ves Kolket Ves Rekai the Mishkan on Kolket. How does that come in over here? Now again, yeah, between Chamishi and Shishi, when it says that the Moshe Rabbeinu counted the Levim, says he counted Mishpachas Gershon, Mishpachas Kohos, Mishpachas Merari, and by the counting of each Mishpacha of Shevet Levi, it says what they carried. Yeah, it says LeGershon, so it says the number of the Mishpacha of Gershon, how many they were. Mishmeres Bnei Gershon, they carried the Mishkan and the oil and Mechseyu, and then Kohos, the number of Kohos, and they carried the Aron and the Shulchan and the Menorah. We're counting now Shevet Levi. Why is it significant to tell us what they carried? Yeah, say when it says don't count them amongst Klal Yisrael, and you should appoint them that they should carry the Mishkan as Kol Kelot. And say later in the passage when they were counted, and their job was to carry Gershon. These things cost it. What? How does what they carried in the Mishkan come in to them being counted? Now, I'd like to read you out from Sefer Charedim. It's the Rav Nifloim Ma'odin. There's a Chiddush Nifla that is, you could almost not notice. There's one line in the Sefer Charedim which I think Mama sheds a new light on the whole parish. I think it's a mitzvah to be mefarsim because it's a new order in the whole parish. The Sefer Charedim in the Hakdoma to the Sefer. The Sefer was written as a Sefer Musa to Klal Yisrael, and in his Hakdoma he talks about the Chavivas of Klal Yisrael by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he has a big arichus when bringing out the Chavivas of Klal Yisrael to talk about the Dgalim. He says, Asom Dgalim, the Ribbono Shel Olam made Klal Yisrael Dgalim, Ishal Digloi Ba'ar Baruchois, each one of Klal Yisrael in his one of the four Dgalim, on the four sides, Ushchinasoi Beneim, and the Shchinah, the Mishkan, the oil moed, was amongst the four Dgalim. Mishkan Milei Me'or Noiga, a Mishkan full of sublime light. Zogdazoi, Dugmas Machane Malochov, Michoel, Gavriel, Rafael, Nuriel, Vuhubem Son. Zogdazoi, Charedim, this comes from Chazal, it says in the Medrash, that in the same way that Klal Yisrael were four Dgalim around the Mishkan, with the Shekhinah, which was in the Mishkan, in the middle of Klal Yisrael, in the same way, in Shomayim, there's the Kisei HaKavod, the Shekhinah HaKadosha, and around the Shekhinah HaKadosha, there's four machanos, four groups of malachim, one on each side, one is led by the Malach Michal, one by Gavriel, one by Rafal, and one by Nuriel. Zog that the golem that the Yidin had when they came to the Midbar, the Mishkan, was amongst Klal Yisrael, was the Dugma, to the machanois of Malachim, which surround the Kisei HaKavod with the Kisei HaKavod by Emtsa. Now here's the Chiddush. Umispar hapukudim shel kol degel shel mato, the number of people that there were in each degel shel mato, down here in Klal Yisrael, kemispar hapukudim shel malachi hashoreis kedegel shel malo kedeise bezoya. The number of each degel down here was the exact same number as the number of malachim that there were in each one of the four machanois lemal. Yeah, if it says that the degel machane Yehuda, which was at the front of the Mishkan, was 186,400 lemalo in Himmel, in the machane of malachim that's in front of the Kisei HaKavod, there's also 186,400. And the same on all four sides, the number of Yidden that there were on each one of the four sides of the Dgalim is the exact same number as the number of Malachim that there are on each side of the Kisei HaKavod. Yeah, Lahoiro is to show us, Kihu Elokeinu Avinu, He is our God, He is our Father. V'anachnu Amoi V'avodov Bonov Kishsilei Zeisim Sovev L'Shulchanoi. We're like the Ribbono Shel Olam's children, He's like our Father, and we're like Shesilei Zeisim Soviv L'Shulchanoi, in the same way that the Malachim Malo surround the Kisei HaKavod. Rabbosai, it's move on Me'elov now, that the first two kashes are fa'emfet bo'oifen niflo. And it's bemesit. It's a new understanding of the whole parasha. The Rebbe Shem said, count, Klal Yisrael, count each shevet. Then the Rebbe Shem said, take the golem, make the golem, take the shvatim, split them up into groups of four, take three shvatim in each group and put them on each side of Klal Yisrael. Well, let's look at these numbers. Dagon Machlan Yehuda had Yehuda with his numbers, Yisachar with his numbers, and Zvurim with his numbers. Together it makes 186,400. You know what that number means. That's the number of Malachim that they are Lifnei Akisei HaKavoy. V'chein all the other three Machanois. Yeah, Rashi says that the counting of Klal Yisrael was Laharos Chibok. Yeah, Rashi is come down to catch that they counted already earlier on. Why they counted again over here? So Rashi says, "Laharos chibos and the Rebbeinu Shel Zmoino is on b'chol shal." Rashi counts them the whole time. But according to what's mevuah in the Sefer Charedim, yeah, this counting was a hakdama to the golem. The Rebbeinu Shel is making the golem. The Rebbeinu Shel taking Klal Yisrael and putting him around the Mishkan, around the Ol Moed with the Shechina in the middle, and Klal Yisrol b'nachal kishsile zaysim around the Mishkan. So the Rebbeinu Shel said, "I want to show you something. Let's first count Klal Yisrol. Let's have the minion of each shevet." And let's take groups of three shvatim, let's put them on each side, and you'll see that it's going to come out that the Hashras HaShchinah that I'm making of it, you'll see, is the exact same as the Hashras HaShchinah that there is Lamala. So obviously the Torah has over again the number, and the Torah makes the cheshbon of each group of three to bring out the similarity that the Machanos Lamata were the exact same as the Machanos Lamala. Now, it bothered me after I saw the Charedim, Moridik, the number of Klal Yisrael, each one's mechuvim, connected one of the Malachim, with the exact cheshbon of the four sides. Vasim et Shevet Levi, very nice. Shevet Levi is Ligyon Shel Melech, it's Nimna Levad. Yeah, but they don't have this mile that the mechuvim connected the Malachim. And my father, Shlita, showed me a Moridik in Marshal. I think it's Mamish Hafle Vafele, Marshal Yevomis. And the Marshal is like a Hashloma to the Charedim, together the It's Mamash Morid. The Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis going up to Daf Samach Dalet Amud Alef. Ein Hashchina Shoyre Bepachas Mishnei Alofim Vishnei Revavois Miyisrael. The Hashchina is only Shoyre in Klal Yisrael by 22,000. You need 22,000 Yidin for the Hashchina to be Shoyre. The Gemara lands out of the Pasuk. V'nuch Hayom Hashuv Hashem Revavois Alfe Yisrael. Revavois 10,000. Revavois is 20,000. Two Revavois, Revavois, and Alfei is 2,000, River Voice Alpha is 22,000, Zog the Gemara, Shuvah Hashem, River Voice Alpha Yisrael, Ein HaShchina, Shoyre B'Pachas, Mishnei Alofim, Mishnei Revavis, Yisrael, 22,000. Zog the Heilige Masha on this Gemara. V'Omar, and the Gemara says, She'ein HaShoyre B'Pachas, Michav Beis Elef, Dugmas Machane Shchina Shel Malo, Shehem Chav Beis Elef Malachim. That the Gemara says that the Rebbeinu Shem is only Mashur Shechina by 22,000 Yidin, that's similar and the same as the Machane Shechina Shel Malo, whatever that means, but the Machane Shechina Shel Malo, the Machane of Shechina, that's the Malo. Now in the Machane Shechina, there's 22,000 Malachim. Kamo Shama Akosuk, we're passing it in Capital Samaches, Rechev Elukim, Riboisayim, Alfei Shinon, state in Pasuk. And Riboisayim Alfe is again Riboisayim is twice Revava, twice 20,000, and Alfe is twice 1,000. Rechev Elokim, the Merkava, the chariot, the Rechev Elokim Lamalo in Shamayim is Riboisayim Alfe Shinon. Shinon means Malachim, 22,000 Malachim. That's the Rechev Elokim of the Marsha. Like the Rechev Elokim is 22,000 in the same Oifen state in the Gemara. The Ein Hashchina Shoyre on this world, but Pachas me 22,000 Yidden. So the Heilige Masha weiter, V'chein bedugme zu, ho yu bo'oi soy doir machan elevio, chav beis elef. In the same oifen, that the Rechav Elokim is 22,000 malachim, and ein hashchina shoyre bepachas mi 22,000 mi Yisrael, the machan elevio of Klal Yisrael also had, like it says in this week's parasha, 22,000, because that's the 22,000 that's necessary for the Hashras Hashchina. And Kiru, the main Hashras Hashchina was on the Levim of 22,000. So the Yitzvayt HaZoy. V'heim ho yu mamish ha-merkava. The Levim were mamish like the Merkava, the chariot of the Ribbono Shelam of the Shechina in the Midbar. In the same way that says, Rechev elokim ribosayim alfei shinon, that the Malachim who are the Merkava, the Rechev of the Ribbono Shel Olam, 22,000 Levim, 22,000 also the Merkava of the Shechinah. Why? Shehem Nosu Klei HaKodesh Shehashchinah Shoira Aleihem. The Levim were the ones who carried the Mishkan and the Aron, the Menorah, the Klei HaKodesh, which the Shechinah was Shoira on them. And the Merkav is, Kavayochel, the Merkav is the thing that someone rides on a Merkav, so the Merkav is carrying the person who's riding on him. So the Merkav of the Shechinah is Kavayochel, the thing that holds up the Shechinah. The Merkav of the Rechav Elikim is 22,000 Malachim. The Levim were 22,000 because they were the ones who were like the Merkava of the Shechinah, because they held up the Shechinah. So there was, like the Haredim tells us, the full machanois of Malachim around the Kisei HaKavod, led by the full Malachim. That's one thing. But besides that, there's the Kisei HaKavod itself, and the Merkava of the Shechina, which that is another machane, which the Mashal calls the machane Shechina of 22,000. The Merkava of the Shechina. Klal Yisrael, in the whole parasha, with the numbers, Amechuvim Keneged, the full machanois on the four sides of the Kisei HaKavod. Achas Shevet Levi Lo Yosef Kedei, a different cheshbon. Which cheshbon are they? They're the cheshbon of the 22,000, like Rechev Elokim Ribasai Malfei. They're the 22,000 who are the Merkava, because they hold the Klei HaKodesh, the Mishkan, they hold up the Shechinah, Kavayachal. On the Meir Rabbi said, the third kasha that we ask is also Meyushev Kimin Choyim Remamish. We ask, it says, don't count Shevet Levi, and you should appoint them that they should carry the Mishkan. What shaychus does appointing them to carry the Mishkan have to do with not counting them? And the answer is, you know what? Don't count them. Why are we not counting them? This minion is a moritic minion. This minion is a minion which is mechum connected to Malachim Ala. Why is Shevet Levi being left out? You know why? Because they're the ones who carry the Mishkan. You should appoint them to carry the Mishkan. And maybe they're not going to be like the Malachim around the Mishkan, but they're going to be the Merkava that holds up the Mishkan, Mechuvim Keneged, the Rechev Elokim Ribasayim Alfei, the Machane Shechinah. And that's why later, when it counts the Levim with the minion that the Pasuk feeds us of 22,000, it reads, oh, he's going to carry this, and he's going to carry this, to bring out that this 22,000, like the Mashal says, is because Yisru Klei HaKodesh, and the Meir, they are the Merkava for the Shechinah. So we see more of the Kazakh. We see that the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam made that the amount of Yidden amongst the 12 Shvatim and amongst Shevet Levi at that time should be mechuvan exactly connected the amount of Malachim that there are surrounding the Shechinah Lamala. Now we may suggest, and maybe the other way around, not that the Ribbono Shel Olam made that there should be the amount of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, Mechuvim Keneged the Malachim Ala, but maybe that the Ribbono Shel Olam, when he created the world, he made the amount of Malachim around the Kisei HaKavod and the Merkava of the Shechinah the same amount that he knew were going to be the Yidden in the Midbar. Because the Ikar Shoras HaShechinah is among Klal Yisrael, and the Ribbono Shel Olam made the Malachim, the Malachim like Klal Yisrael, maybe. Whichever way it is, it's a moridik chavivus that Klal Yisrael had, that the Ribbono Shel Olam showed them with these numbers that the Hashmas HaShechinah that there is by Klal Yisrael b'shas the Mishkan is the Hashmas HaShechinah mamish that there is lamalo in Shamayim. Now the Haredim goes weiter. It's a moridik dibur. The Haredim goes weiter. The Haredim says that this Indian of the Degolim was not just in the Midbar. This continued. First of all, he says it continued in Eretz Yisrael. He says when the Ribbono Shel Olam took Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to read a couple of lines. He says, "Ubono mikdash le'elokeinu biYerushalayim, Yerushalayim HaMelech built a mikdash for the Ribbono Shel Olam Yerushalayim, shehu be'emtza Eretz Yisrael, it's in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, va'amo Yisrael, ba'ar ba'ruchoysov be'eretz Yisrael, kad golim ba'midba, Klal Yisrael surrounded the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, which was be'emtza, on the four sides of Eretz Yisrael, in the same way as the golim surrounded the Mishkan in the Midbar." The same Shilezesim Shavu Lushalchan, which was in the Mikdash. That was in Eretz Yisrael, also around the Beis HaMikdash. And later he says, Yidin v'choyte, and he went into Golos, and the Ribbono Shel Olam spread us out like we are now, Ba'ar Ba'kanfus Haaretz. So the Charedim, V'zoro Yisonu Ba'ar Ba'kanfus Haaretz, Sivivo Yis Yerushalayim, Meirachoyk, we're around Yerushalayim, around the world, Meirachoyk, Uboimdeinu lehispalo, when we stand to daven, ponenu noichach hamikdash, wherever we are around the world, we face the mikdash. Mimizrach umimarav mitzofen umiyom. Im kein zok te oibazoi, if so, adayin anachnu kidgolim, we are still now also like the golem. Vim hagufo is rechoikis, and our bodies physically maybe distant, but halavavo is kroivo is. Our hearts are always close to the Beis HaMikdash. Our eyes and our hearts are always to the Beis HaMikdash. Ba'ofen, that he says we are still now also like the Golem. And this Inyan of the Golem, this Inyan, which maybe was Bishleimus, Bishas Mishkan, Bishas Beis HaMikdash, but this Inyan continues until we have now also that we're all around the world surrounding the Makam HaMikdash. And like he says, V'hoyoyinenu v'libeinu sham kol hayom. Now, Rabbeisai, when did this Moridike Hashras Hashchena that Klal Yisrael was Zoyche to Dugmas Malachi Mala, when did this start? You know, we're standing on Rosh Chodesh 7, the Yontov of Shavuos is Mamash Meshubah, the Yontov of Kabbalah Satoira. And there's a pasuk in Parashas V'Zoyis HaBracha that talks about Kabbalah Satoira, and it talks about the Mamat Har Sinai, and the pasuk says, Hashem Misinai Bo, the Eibush is gekumen by Har Sinai. It says, "Va'asa meirivavoyis kodesh." Yeah, "Va'asa pashtus" means, and he came. Meirivavoyis kodesh. Rivavoyis kodesh means the tens of thousands of malachim. Now, what does it mean, meirivavoyis kodesh? So Rashi of Not explains that meirivavoyis kodesh is because the Ribbono Shel Olam, like a malach, Basav Adam, the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Malach Basav Adam, he comes to his chasana, he brings everything that he has to show off all his glory. But the Ribbono Shel Olam just brought a miktsas. May river voice kodesh, Rashi says, means a miktsas river voice kodesh. Only a chelik of the Malach Yamara, the Ribbono Shel Olam brought with him to Mamat Har Sinai, to Matan Toir. But there's a different pshat. El Racham HaKadosh says, we have not. Azoyach Shet and Afridik is safe at Seidel Aderech, and the Chumash, which has all the Farash by Rashi, is a safe at Seidel Aderech, Afridik is safe, and this safe at Seidel Aderech also says the same pshat as Aracham HaKodesh, that May River Voice Kodesh doesn't mean Mixas River Voice Kodesh like Rashi says, but May River Voice Kodesh means the Ribbono Shel Olam came from River Voice Kodesh, which means, till Matan Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam was Mashre Heshchina by the Malachim Lema'alam. So Gekumen Matan Torah, when the Rebbe Shem gave the Yidden the Torah on the Yontav of Shavuos, the Rebbe Shem said bye-bye to the Malachim. But also, May River Voice Kodesh, he came from the Malachim. He said, I'm leaving you alone now, and I have a new Chevra. He came to Kalal Yisrael, he left the Malachim alone, and he came to Kalal Yisrael, and the Racham HaKadosh brings on the Zohar HaKadosh, how much tzar at that time there was for the Elyon and for the Malachim Allah, that the Rebbe Shem left them alone. For us, it's a Moridik Yontav, because the Rebbe Shem came to us, but for the Malachim, there was a tzad, the Rosham left them alone, and he came to us. Also, made river voice, because he came from the river voice Kodesh, and he came to us. And the Sefer Tzedal Adarach adds in Nifla de Kazach, the word Va'asa means, and the Rosham came, it's Lashon Aramish. In Lashon Kodesh, we say Uba, and he came. Va'asa, it's Lashon Aramish. The Gemara says, Asa, he came. Why does it say Lashon Arami in the Torah? So the Sefer Tzedal Adarach Amori de Kazach, we know that we say, Toysis in Brachas brings that we say Kavish and Oshna Ramish, because we don't want the Malachim to understand, because the Malachim are going to be jealous of us. We say such a big Shvach of Kaddish. We don't want the Malachim to be jealous. The Malachim don't understand Oshna Rami. So we say Kavish and Oshna Rami. So the Tzedal Adarach, Ein lecha kine gedoylo mizu. There's no kine greater than the kine that says in these words that the Rebbe Shem left the Malachim alone and the Rebbe Shem came to us instead of the Malachim. So this is the word that has to be written in Lashna Ramish. It says, Va'asa, may river voice Kodesh. He came to her, but the Malachim shouldn't understand because it's going to hurt them very much. And that's why this word is written in Lashna Ramish. Abakum dois rabois, yes, two hoisafois we see from here. First of all, this Indian that the Rosham came and he was Mashra, his Shechina, amongst Klal Yisrael. Yes, it came Bishleimus with the Mishkan, with the Degalim. But the emes that happened, b'shas matan Torah on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, Hashem came b'shas Shavuos, b'shas matan Torah. He left the Malachim alone, and he came to Klal Yisrael. Now, Rabbi, so we see another nekuda that not like we were saying before that what we have the Golem around the Mishkan, which is still nimshach the Bechirim, is even still today in a klein oifen. But this thing that we have, we said before, it's the same as the Malach, like the Malach we also have. But emes is not the same as the Malachim; it's instead of the Malach. What was by the Malachim until Matan Torah, auf die Yontif von Shavuos bei Matan Teure, ist es gekommen zu uns und sie geworden bei uns. And Rabbi said, yeah, the Indian, why the Rebbeinu Shalom did it by Matan Teure, I think, is based on the Medrash, the famous Medrash at the beginning of Parshas Truma. It says in the Pasuk, V'ikhuli Truma, and the Medrash says a marshal to a melech that had a daughter, and then his daughter was getting married, and he said, I can't leave my daughter alone, but I can't keep her behind because she's getting married. So he asked the daughter, please make me a special room. I'm going to come live with you. V'yikhuli Truma, the Rebbeinu Shalom said, B'shas Asiyas HaMishkan, make, V'yikhuli, take me, I'm coming with. The Torah HaKadosh is the Kavayoch, like the bus of the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, I can't leave the Torah alone. I'm giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Kabbalah Satan, I'm giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael. I'm coming with. I'm leaving Malach and Malen, and I'm coming with. Und bei ihm ist das die Schule von der Torah Gedeutsche. Hier steht in alles vor ihm. You know, the first Dibbe, that the Rebbeinu Shalom said, B'shans Mat an Torah, the Rebbeinu Shalom said, Anoichi Hashem Aloikecha. And the Gemara says in Shabbos, that Anoichi, the word Anoichi, Alef Nun Chof Yud, is the Neutrik, and the Oisius make, Ano, Nafshi, Ksovis Yehoveh. Yes, the postulate is I myself, Ksovis Yehovah, I wrote and I gave over the Torah. But in Svarim state, Ano Nafshi Ksovis Yehovah. Kaviyoch, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, I wrote myself into the Torah and I put myself into the Torah. You're taking the Torah, you're not just taking the Torah, you're taking me, I'm coming with the Torah. The Shechina HaKadosh came with the Torah down to Klal Yisrael. And the Shechina HaKadosh is in the Torah HaKadosh. And any time a Yid sits and learns Torah, the Torah that he's learning, that's the Shechina. The Shechina is there, like the Mishnah says in Ovis. Even one Yid who sits and learns, the Shechina's Shorah can learn the Zoldeibish to help him. We should go to the Yontif of Kabbalah Satorah with understanding that the Kabbalah Satorah, the Torah HaKadosh, doesn't meet the Shechina zusammen, and we have the Shechina. And maybe it was in its highest oifen, maybe b'shas the Mishkan, b'shas b'is HaMikdosh, but we still have that, and that continues. And every time we learn Torah, we mechazik that inyan, and we bring the Shechina, the Mata, the Chavos, and the good Kabbalah Satorah.
Also, if you were looking for an Indian of Kedusha that the Levim do, then surely the Indian of the Avodah and the Beis Hamikdash is greater than Haim Yisu.
Yes, no? And it says Haim Yisu especially because Mashal says that the Haim Yisu, that's Mechuvim Keneged, the Rechev Elohim.
Is that the concept of Rechev Elohim?
That's what Mashal says.
Yeah.
That the way that the Levim Atzukish to be the Merkava of the Shechina is because the Merkava holds out the Shechina, and the Levim carrying the Mishkan is the Levim holding up the Mishkan.
That's why it says. Did he not say a daughter?
So this answer.
Oh, he's got to it. So.
Yeah, but that's the avoid of carrying the Mishkan. That's the that